You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Days. Today we're joined by Austin College senior linebacker Ethan Tanner. And Ethan, thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Ethan, take us through your mindset as you begin your senior season and as you're preparing to open up your final collegiate football season. What's going through your mind?
Well, you know, just trying to be prepared for the season upcoming, putting the past behind us and really looking into the future. We're going to take it one game at a time. One of our seniors has instilled something into us this year, one play, one plus, and that's something that I'm really keeping in mind for myself and for the team. Take one play at a time and get one plus for that one play.
Travis, talk about the transition. Ethan, talk about the transition with the coaching staff change. You know, you're in your second season under Coach Dawson and his staff. Talk about that transition and how things are going defensively.
Defensively, we didn't change our schemes a whole lot. We've moved. I myself have personally moved from an outside linebacker more to a defensive end, so we're playing more of a 4-3 than a base 3-4 like we did in the first 2 years I was here. But other than that, our schemes have stayed mainly the same. It hasn't been too big a transition. But I've really enjoyed the new coaching staff. Coach Wilrick is a great defensive coordinator. And Coach Urson was one of the only coaches that stayed around, and he's been the defensive line coach for me. So I didn't have too much of a change to deal with as far as scheme and coaching.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Days. Today we're joined by Ethan Tanner, senior linebacker from Austin College. Ethan, talk about how camp has been progressing and how you guys are gearing up, ready to open up the season in just over a week.
You know, this has by far been the best camp I've ever been a part of as an Austin College Kangaroo. The team, I've seen a lot of growth in individuals and in the team as a whole. We've had young guys step up and earn spots and positions that we needed to fill. We've had seniors grow. We've had juniors grow. Everybody's just, it's been a great growth 2 weeks for us. And, you know, it's something that we've been waiting for a camp like this for a long time. And I've definitely seen some things I've never seen before. And as far as energy in the team, and I just think we're going to be prepared for September 3rd to roll around.
Ethan, talk a little bit about the struggle closing games. It's been a little bit of a bugaboo for the Kangaroos for the last couple of seasons, taking some leads into the fourth quarter and not being able to close out the game. Talk about what you guys defensively are doing and what you can do to make sure that that's not an issue in 2011.
Well, we've certainly focused on the idea of finishing plays, finishing drives. One of the things we're focusing on as a defense is getting takeaways and getting off the yard when it's a third down situation. Being able to get that big stop on third down, whether it's third and short or third and long. I feel like that's going to help us finish a lot, especially late in the game when there's a third down, second down situation, and we really need to get the ball back in our offensive's hands. We've been focusing on getting the ball back and giving it back to our offense.
Last question for you, Ethan, and we'll let you get out of here. What are going to be a few keys, maybe two or three keys to Austin College and having a successful season this year?
A couple of things that I've had in mind is definitely taking a championship approach to all of the things that we encounter on the field and off the field. You know, staying together as a team and just really having a championship attitude as we go into games and practices and meetings and everything like that. And then, of course, finishing the offense, finishing drives, the defense finishing the third down plays, and really just getting off the yard and offense finishing, getting touchdowns or scoring 3 points. And one of the other things is going to be red zone dominance for both the defense and the offense, keeping the other team out of the red zone and out of the end zone when they get into the red zone, and then once the offense gets in the red zone, of course, scoring points.
Austin College senior linebacker Ethan Tanner and the rest of his Kangaroo teammates open up the season at Texas Lutheran on September 3rd before coming back 2 weeks later and opening this home season September 17th against Southwest Assemblies of God. Ethan, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today, and best of luck in your senior season.
No problem. Thank you very much.